The wisdom of Solomon. I think that many of us are familiar with that phrase. And King Solomon, we know him to be the wisest. And we hear that in today's first reading. It's neat that we get to sit with the story, that moment where he, as this new king, still very young, and admits to God. He says, I am young. I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to do and how to do what you're calling me to. And the Lord says, I will give you anything. And so he asks, give your servant an understanding heart. Now, thinking about the readings and spending time with them, I found myself slipping into two misconceptions. When I think about the wisdom of Solomon, when I think about what I personally am drawing from this idea of wisdom, the first one is brought to mind in the verse before the gospel, the Alleluia verse. That God has revealed these things to the little ones. And that seems strange to me, and it's hard for me to sit with that statement, and then also the wisdom given to Solomon. Because in my mind, and I think a lot of times most of us, think of wisdom as something in the head, something that we know. And so on one end, it's revealed to the little ones, and on the other, it has to be given to the great kings. What am I supposed to do stuck in the middle? There's so much that I don't know, and sometimes I struggle recognizing how much I'm lacking up here. But the reality is that wisdom actually has very little to do with knowledge. Because stop and think what Solomon, when he's asking for wisdom, he doesn't say, give me a mind that can think through things. Give me a brain that can reason well. When Solomon receives wisdom, he says, give your servant an understanding heart. Wisdom takes place not in the head, but in the heart, in understanding. Now, understanding, the word that's used in this scripture passage actually also is translated as listening. Give your servant a listening heart. Listening and understanding, here is where wisdom is born from. A heart that listens. On Friday, Philip and I joined the other seminarians in our diocese for dinner with the bishop. And one of the things he told us that evening, he was talking about hearing, listening, and how oftentimes we'll like, oh yeah, I heard that, but we're distracted on our phone or we're distracted by something else. And so in reality, we may be listening, but we didn't really hear. We didn't actually hear and listen and receive what was being said to us. And this is an important thing for us to think about because a listening heart. For the Hebrews, when they heard this scripture passage, when they heard, give your servant a listening heart, and this is a point that the bishop had brought up to us, there's a connection between actually hearing something and obeying. Obeying shows that you actually processed, you received, you listened to what was presented to you, because from it is born an action, obedience. In fact, for the Hebrew people, they didn't even distinguish the two words, hear and obey. They didn't see a need to have two separate words. For them, it was the same. Because if you hear and truly understand and take in what is being said, it moves you to a choice, to an action. It's the same as if our parents, when we were little, told us to do something. If we truly heard and did it, obeyed, that obedience shows we heard. We heard and we responded. And so when Solomon is praying for an understanding heart, he's asking for an obedient heart. Help me, Lord, to know your will and choose it. That's a beautiful reality when we sit and we think about what King Solomon was truly asking for. Now, for me, the other misconception that balances on this is the fact that when it comes to the heart, a lot of times And I think possibly because what I'm constantly told from maybe society or our culture, for us, the heart, it's the seat of the emotions. And so we associate the heart with feelings and emotions, which is okay. However, it's pretty shallow if we think about what the heart truly is. And so it's important that we as Christians go deeper when we think of the heart. The heart is not just about feelings and emotions. But the heart, if it is where wisdom is born from, well, then the heart is something much deeper. And that sometimes is a struggle for me to remember as well. But if a hearing heart receives and chooses, it would make sense that it is the center of the will. It is the place where my decisions, my very movements are born out of. As I was trying to figure out the heart and how do I describe the heart? How do I understand my heart? If it's not about emotions, but it's about wisdom, what is the heart? The human heart, it's complex. And so someone brought up to me and pointed out a section of the Catechism, the Catholic Church. The fourth part of the Catechism is all about prayer. And when it was written, the beginning of it speaks of, all right, where do we pray from? If we're going to talk about prayer and we're going to talk about how do I pray better, how do I have a better conversation with God in prayer, well, then we need to first address at the very beginning of this section, where is prayer born out of? And a similar statement is made. It's not about the head. Prayer is not discussing things, reasoning through things. Prayer is a conversation from the heart. Because God speaks to us first, and we receive, we listen, we hear, and then we respond, we obey. And so there's this section, 2563. This paragraph says, the heart is the dwelling place where I am, where I live. According to the Semitic and biblical expression, the heart is the place to which I withdraw. The heart is our hidden center, beyond the grasp of our reason and of others. Only the Spirit of God can fathom the human heart and know it fully. The heart is the place of decision, deeper than our psychic drives. It is the place of truth, where we choose life or death. It is the place of encounter. Because as image of God, we live in relation. It is the place of covenant. What a beautiful explanation of the complex reality of the human heart. And as King Solomon asks, give your servant an understanding heart. He's asking that in that deepest place where he withdraws, that God's will would be present there. So that when he is having to choose, when he's making decisions, when he's looking, is this bringing life or death? He has the will of God speaking into that reality, into that inner room. And then he's choosing and obeying a will that brings life. To his heart, to his mind, to his soul. Everything flows out from that understanding, listening, and obedient heart. And so today becomes a beautiful moment for us to pray that same prayer, to ask that of God, Lord, give your servant an understanding heart, because there's a lot of things around me right now that distract me. There's a lot of other pearls out there, but you, Lord, offer this pearl of great price. You have revealed it to the little ones and help my heart to also ask and desire it so that in my heart, in the place where I withdraw, in my inner room, that I am able to listen, to hear, and to obey your will for me.